Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One thing I've learned in life is that we tend to manage what we measure. And I've been part of a sales organization for many, many years, and one of the things I've always found is that when we measure certain metrics, it drives behavior in that direction. So if you measure a salesperson by how many people they see, they're going to go and see as many people as they possibly can. Now, the reality of it is not everybody they see is probably the right person for them to see, because they're going to spend time with people that they shouldn't be in front of, but they're just trying to get the number up so they can have a lot of contacts. But yet you're measuring it, so that's where you're going to focus on. And so you can see how this is going to affect behavior. But there's a lot of ways that you can use this idea of measurement. Because in your own life, if you think about where it is that you want to go and where you want to get to, what is it about that goal that becomes measurable for you? Because if you can now measure it, now you start to see progress. And progress is a big motivator, because as you get further down a path and you're making progress on something, as you see improvement, it motivates you to keep going. So the idea of measurement keeps you focused on the outcome that you're looking for. So the thing you want to look for is, once you identify what it is that you're trying to get to, where you're trying to go, what your goal is, once you get to that point, the next thing to do is figure out ways to measure how you're doing against that goal, and if that's what it's all about. So there's some pretty basic ones. If your goal is to have $1 million saved, well, that's an easy metric to follow. All you do is look at the increase in money that comes in your accounts over time, and you keep monitoring it, and eventually, hopefully, it works out the way you want it to. But there's some other things that are a little bit less straightforward. But again, you always want to find ways to measure things, because if you just put a goal out there and there's no measurement to see if it's success or not, it's going to be challenging to try to stay with that goal long term. You need to identify those metrics that you can use to judge yourself against, to get to see that progress, because as I said before, that progress is very motivating. So what I'm asking you to do for today is to look at those places that you want to get to in life. Look at two or three goals and start to apply metrics, right? And as you get to certain milestones, take the opportunity to reward yourself. But if you're not measuring it, it's going to be very difficult to get where you want to go. So start measuring things, find ways to do it, and start to build your activities around those metrics. And all of a sudden, you'll start to see yourself getting incrementally closer to the outcome that you're looking for. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. If you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to remember what I said before. You will manage what you measure. I want you to think of the two biggest things that you're working on in your life right now in terms of goals. Find a way to measure yourself in terms of the progress of that goal and how you're doing. That will keep you focused on the outcome you're looking for, keep you moving forward, and it'll allow you to track your progress as you go. In the end, you'll see how your behavior influences the outcome, and ultimately, you will get there more quickly when you get very clear about the metrics you're shooting for.